Chapter 22.
The prosecution calls former Jedi Tahiri Vela to the stand, said Sol Dekan. He turned with a flourish and swirl of dramatic robes and fixed Tahiri with his piercing gaze. She rose, her face calm. She wasn't looking forward to this, of course, but she was ready for it. She and Irmuth had prepared earlier.
Just tell the truth, but don't volunteer anything that is not specifically asked,
Irmuth had advised her.
And if he seems to score a point, don't worry. I'm allowed to cross-examine, and I'll get things back on track.
It sounds like a game, Tahiri had said. A game with my future, maybe my life at stake.
Not a game, but an art form, if you will,
Irmuth had replied, sipping at his calf.
And I am a master of this art form.
He had given her a confident grin and a wink. Now, as she rose to take the stand, he still looked completely confident and relaxed. It was reassuring. He had told her about the Mando siege of the temple so that she wouldn't be taken by surprise while on the stand.
It actually works in our favor, he had said. Mandalorians in the middle of the city generally do not make people feel calm and relaxed. It's much more likely to generate sympathy for you than the opposite. Although you probably will have fewer friendly faces out in the public seats today.
She supposed she could deal with that. The bouncer bailiff faced her.
State your name.
Tahiri Vela.
Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Furthermore, do you solemnly swear to not utilize the Force in any way, large or small, trivial or significant, to influence the outcome of the jury's verdict and the judge's ruling?
Tahiri gritted her teeth. Still, having to take such a vow was more palatable than having to deal with an entire special Jedi court for the trial.
I would not have done so in any case, but yes, I swear.
There was a slight rippling through the courtroom at her tart response. She knew she shouldn't have said it, and Irmuth's ever so slight frown of rebuke confirmed the fact, but she couldn't help herself. The bailiff trundled off to his usual position, his footfalls so heavy, Tahiri thought it a wonder the floor didn't shake. The Shagrian took the bailiff's place in front of her, smiling with artificial pleasantness. Tahiri didn't bother to smile back, just looked at him quietly, expectantly. She wondered if he'd feign solicitude to get her to drop her guard, or go in like an Anuba for the kill.
Before we begin, would you care for some water?
He asked. Solicitude, then. She eyed the pitcher of water and the empty glass to her right.
No thanks. Even without using the Force, I can pour myself a glass of water if I want it.
There was another murmur of disapproval, but she caught a few chuckles as well. He gave her a thin smile.
Then, since you are obviously not thirsty, would you please tell the court about your relationship with Jason Solo?
Now he was going in for the kill. He could switch gears fast. She'd half expected Irmuth to leap forward with an objection, but he seemed completely at ease.
Of course,
she said, taking her cue from her lawyer and not rising to the bait.
I knew Jason Solo half my life.
So there was no personal relationship?
She'd known this was coming and replied calmly.
There was.
He tried and failed to hide the gleam of excitement in his eyes.
Please elaborate on the nature of this relationship.
Objection, said Irmuth. Surely the court has no prurient interest in the details of Tahiri Vela's private life.
Your Honor, I'm trying to establish how deeply involved the accused and Jason Solo were, whether their relationship was personal or professional.